From National Public Radio and WDAV Classical Public Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with NPR World of Opera. Recognize that music? It's the theme to the CBS TV series Survivor. If you do recognize it, you just might be a fan of one of the most successful entertainment crazes in recent memory, reality TV. And don't worry, we won't tell anybody. The networks have created shows that present actual people, not actors, plopped into supposedly real-life situations, or at least as real as they can be with television cameras recording the whole thing. And in the process, they've scored hit after hit in the ratings. But television is far from the first medium to take advantage of audiences' taste for entertainment that hits home by presenting characters and situations that we all can identify with. Reality TV, meet reality opera. For a long time, centuries actually, opera was populated almost exclusively by larger-than-life characters, kings and queens, gods and goddesses, mythic figures with power over life and death. But over the years, opera became a more popular form of entertainment, and things changed. Composers started writing operas about ordinary people, and nobody did it better than Giacomo Puccini. He once said that the root of his success was putting great sorrows in little souls, and that's exactly what he did. Puccini's operas tell us that at some point in their lives, people everywhere, from Rome to Paris to Japan to Wild West America, all endure the same trials: love, envy, loss, heartbreak. And that's especially true in Puccini's great Parisian opera, La Bohème. It's a drama of simple events and common people. The characters are familiar, maybe even routine, but their feelings are portrayed so deeply and so vividly that their emotions soon become ours, and their heartbreaks seem as wrenching as our own. On this edition of World of Opera, we'll hear Puccini's La Bohème in a production from the Washington National Opera. And as the passionate young couple who drive the opera's story, we'll hear two dynamic young singers, soprano Adriana D'Amato as Mimi and tenor Vittorio Grigolo as Rodolfo. It comes to us from the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts in Washington, D.C. Oh,